It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Hello there, that would be me as we take a look and a fly through in less than 10 minutes, the week of March 18th until 22nd. Hope you're having a good week of it. It was disaster for David Bowie, busted and arrested this week back in 1976.
I thought I was treated very fairly. I thought everybody acted like gentlemen.
Pure tragedy. Like, pure tragedy. For Eric Clapton in 1991, living nightmare stuff.
And I remember putting the phone down and calmly walking from my hotel to that place.
And a goodbye to guitarist Randy Rhoads. Again, pure tragedy.
I'm sure he was sent from somewhere else, because if it wasn't for Randy Rhoads, I know I wouldn't be here.
Let's go through this week in music history.
This Week in Music History, a week in less than 10 minutes.
In 2002, the Ramones were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam.
I would also like to thank some of the people who inspired us. Iggy and the Stooges, the MC5, the New York Dolls, Lou Reed, and Andy Warhol. And also our contemporaries, Patti Smith, Television, Talking Heads, and Blondie, for helping make a vital music scene.
2017, Chuck Berry died at the age of 90. Here he is talking about his philosophy and life and love of all things music.
The musicians, when they put the music out, they want to insert their character in it. So they call it such and such, so that you put the adjectives in it so that you'll know what they or how they live, so to speak. But rock is rock. And rock and roll is, rock is just short for rock and roll. I've been asked this, and I think this is my opinion of it, you know. Yeah. So when we say, when we put all the adjectives in front of it, if they're playing basic music, it's just rock.
Way back to 1976, and we lost another guitarist by the name of Paul Kossoff. He played with Free, died at the age of 25, heart failure, during a flight from Los Angeles to New York. Kossoff, unfortunately, had a long history of drug abuse. This is his dad.
I am the father of Paul Kossoff, the famous blues guitarist of the group Free, who broke up in 1972, and today is the anniversary of Paul's death in 1976. Paul, as you know, was unique.
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
What a sad old week this is, from March 18th to 22nd. 1982, Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist and former Quiet Riot member, Randy Rhoads, was killed when the plane he was joyriding in crashed.
I'm sure he was sent from somewhere else, because if it wasn't for Randy Rhoads, I know I wouldn't be here.
On March 19th, 1982, while on tour in Florida, Ozzy's band made a pit stop at the home of millionaire Jerry Calhoun, decked out with an airstrip and airplanes. The tour bus driver, Andrew Aycock, was also a pilot who convinced Randy and the group's makeup artist, Rachel Youngblood, to take a quick flight on a small beechcraft.
He thought it would be funny to repeatedly buzz Ozzy's tour bus.
After the fourth pass, he tipped the bus on the opposite side and it nosedived into the home.
The home then burst into flames, and killed were the band's lead guitarist, hairdresser, and bus driver.
I'm going to need counseling after this session, and so will you. 1991 this week, Eric Clapton's 4-year-old son Connor fell to his death from the 53rd story of a New York City apartment after a housekeeper who had been cleaning the room left a window open. This was the incident, or the tragedy, that inspired the song Tears from Heaven.
In March of 91, Clapton was in New York to visit Connor, who was living in the city with his mother. The phone rang in his hotel room.
And his mother was hysterical. She was hardly able to make sense. But she said he was dead.
He had accidentally fallen 49 floors from the window of his mother's apartment.
And I remember putting the phone down and calmly walking from my hotel to that place as if nothing had happened. And I walked past the street, and this is a terrible thing of shame for me, which I'll never ever perhaps recover from. And seeing a crowd of people and a paramedic van and knowing that he was there and walking by. And I'll punish myself forever about why didn't I run? Why didn't I go to see him? And the truth is, I couldn't. I was so frightened.
In 2022 this week, Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters played his final show with his band in Argentina. We just didn't know it at the time.
Can you find me? Can you find me? Somebody. Somebody to. Somebody to.
This Week in Music History, the podcast.
1976, and after a David Bowie gig in Rochester in New York, Iggy Pop and David Bowie were involved in a drug bust at their hotel room. Police found lots of stuff they shouldn't have, and the pair spent the rest of the night in the county jail.
Mr. Bowie maintains his innocence. He's never been arrested before in his life, and I think it's quite obvious a man of his reputation that if he were in fact involved in drugs in any way, he would have been arrested numerous times.
What's your reaction to the treatment that you have received in this city?
I thought I was treated very fairly. I thought everybody acted like gentlemen.
How do you feel about the police?
I just said.
Well, specifically about the police.
They were very, very kind. Very courteous.
Seriously, there's just no good news this week. In 1991, Leo Fender, the inventor of the Telecaster and the Stratocaster guitar, died from Parkinson's disease.
Leo died in 91, and he worked right up until literally the day before he died. He had been at work that day, and he passed away that evening.
Fun stuff in 1984, finally. But then it turned out to be not fun stuff. Queen filmed the video for I Wanna Break Free in London. Brian May later said that the video ruined the band in America. And it was banned on MTV in the US as well.
It was the most fun of any video we ever made, definitely.
I laughed for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
Making that. And at the end of the 3 days, my ribs were hurting because I'd been laughing for non-stop. We all were. We were hysterical.
It was just one long laugh, actually. It was great. And it was a measure of sort of thinking at MTV that they thought it was disgraceful and didn't show it and banned it.
This Week in Music History, the podcast.
Finally, in 2016, Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters came to the defense of a rock band from Cornwall. The local council were saying, "You guys are too loud." So they were told to stop practicing in the family garage that they would practice in after noise complaints from neighbours. Foo Fighter frontman Dave Grohl penned an open letter to the authorities after the band contacted him asking Cornwall Council to reconsider the restrictions. From their garage, here is the band Black Leaves of Envy.
We were never actually contacted by the people themselves. We've never been approached. We still haven't been approached by them. Or the council in person. We've just been receiving letters that basically said if we couldn't keep the decibel level to 30 to 40 decibels, then we would be given a £5,000 fine.
Just to put the decibel level into perspective, I'm probably talking over 30 to 40 right now. It's the level of a bird tweeting. A lawnmower is around 90 decibels.
And that is a very depressing look at the week of March 18th until 22nd. We do need a lie down at the very least, don't we? My name is Marty Miller. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll do it again next week with much more joy.
This Week in Music History, a week in less than 10 minutes.